Okay, we hope everyone's doing well. We are Nechnas Be'Adar and Marbim B'Simcha, and this week we will have the opportunity to be Marbim with the Simchas HaTorah of Parshas Tetzaveh and Parshas Zachor and its special HaTorah. The Parsha begins with a discussion. V'atot Tetzaveh es B'nei Yisrael b'kuei lecha shem en zayis zach. You should command B'nei Yisrael, they should take you shem en zayis for a ner tamid. Why is the ner tamid connected to Aaron HaKohen? The Torah tells us, Yaroch Oso Aharon Uvanav Me'er Vad Boker. Why are we comparing this and connecting this to Aaron HaKohen? After all, at this point, Aaron is not as yet Kohen Gadol. Only afterwards, in the next pasuk, do we read, V'atah Krevei Lechas Aaron Achicha. So why is the Ner Tamid here in advance? So the late, great Rosh Yeshiva, B'Shivat Kfar Haroeh, Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria Zecher Tzadik Livracha points out that sometimes the end highlight the road from the beginning. And here the entire purpose of the Mishkan was to raise the light of Torah. And that light was supposed to be highlighted by Aaron HaKohen. However, this mission had to be apparent from the moment that the Mishkan was established. And so therefore, the Ner Tamid has to be there from the beginning, and it's connected to Aaron, who's supposed to raise the light of Torah, irrespective of whether he is functioning as a Kohen or whether he's not functioning as a Kohen. It's still something that he has to take care of. We're also told, V'atot tedaber al kochach miliv, when it comes time to go ahead and make the big day kuna, Moshe is supposed to speak to those who have wisdom of the heart. And throughout the construction of the Mishkan, we find this term, chachmas leiv. On the one hand, one needs to question why it appears so often as an essential ingredient for those working on the Mishkan. And moreover, the location of Chachma is not in the brain. It's in the brain, it's not in the lave. So why are we talking about Chachma slave? And what is Chachma slave? So Rav Zeil Epstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was a famous Rebbe in RJJ in the olden days, and then later moved to Eretz Yisrael and sat in Torah Or for many years, suggested that the true test of Chachma is in action. Actions need to be motivated. Unless the Torah is speaking to us of Chachma slave, the question of the outward manifestation, the action of motivation. It's not enough for us, says Rav Zeidel, to have a person know what to do. A real person who possesses true Yirah Shamayim has to be ready to demonstrate that Yirah Shamayim, and the motivation for the demonstration or the action comes from the heart, not the head. So I taught to Dabir Kochach Melev V'yasu. If you have Chachma slave, can you be one who gets up and does and makes a conscious effort to declare his Yirah Shamayim? Then we're told V'yasu es ha'ifod. We're told to make the ephod. Rashi comments that he didn't have a mesorah about the ephod, but Libi Omerli, says Rashi, his heart told him that it looked like the aprons that the women wore. So Rav Shechter Shalita pointed out that Libi Omerli is not a common right of everyone who has a position. Only one who has heart is filled with Torah has the right to say Libi Omerli. Rav Shechter would often tell us, I think in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that everyone has the opportunity to declare Erusin with the Torah, the first stage of marriage, but only true Gaonim, like the Brisker Rav, which is, I believe he heard from Rav Soloveitchik in the famous Hesped for the Brisker Rav, only the Brisker Rav had Nisun with the Torah. Only one with intimate relations with Hashem and his Torah, only such a person has a right to declare Libi Omer Li. We're also told, V'cheshev afudaso asher alav kema'aseyu mimenu yehiyah, right? That the belt with which it's emplaced shall be made of the same workmanship, it shall be made with it. And the Ben Ish Chai derives an important educational principle from the pasuk. One's children are often referred to as begadim. We find this, of course, in the famous Haftorah for Parshas Beha'aloscha, which is also the Haftorah of Shabbos Chanukah, where the Nabi Zechariah sees Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, and he's wearing Begadim Tzoim, and the Chazal tell us that the Begadim Tzoim are a reference to his children. And here, in this regard, Begadim, our children, are extended in the following manner. The Cheshev HaEphod, the belt of the Ephod, which is on it, has to be made Kema'asehu, of the same workmanship as the Ephod. Unlike the Kispos HaEphod, the shoulder straps are sewn on. The Cheshev was Mimenu Yihyeh. It was made of it. When one seeks to impart Torah, the Torah way of life to his children, the appropriate path by which they will achieve the character trait refinement and develop strong erudition, a person needs to teach by example, by personally living a Torah life. If you are kemaseyu mimenu yiyeh, your children too will be kemaseyu mimenu yiyeh. And a person needs to make that a priority in his life when he wants to use his children as his adornments. Anyway, we're also told that v'nasa arona shmosam alibo. Right, Aaron carries the Shmos Bnei Yisrael al Libo. Aaron should have the names on the Choshen, and thus on the Choshen, each one of the Shvatim had a particular stone and was listed on the Choshen. Now, why would the names of the Shvatim be on the Choshen? Why don't we just simply put out the names of the Avos and finished? So, Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, in his Kedushas Levi, explains that when one individual is selected from a group for a position of importance, we're inclined to conclude that that one individual is chosen and everyone else is rejected. And thus, we come to the conclusion that the person who's picked is the loved one and everyone else is despised. And so here, too, we might erroneously presume that Aaron was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's favorite and the rest of Bnei Yisrael are inferior to Aaron. And so therefore, we're told that the names of all the Shvatim are supposed to be put on the Choshen, which indicates that all of Bnei Yisrael was equally beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore each one of us is special, and each one of us has a right to grow and be close to Hashem. Then we're told that after all the big day kahuna are created, Moshe is told, "Vilbashtas Aaron v'esbanav." In Perek Chav Ches Pasuk Mem Aleph, Moshe is told to dress Aaron and his children. Now, why is Moshe Rabbeinu supposed to perform this act on the surface? It seems to be beneath Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Feinstein Zechatalik Libracha, whose yard site is coming up next week, explains that when Kedusha needs to be infused, it has to emanate from one who already has that Kedusha. And at that time, the only one who was able to affect the Kedusha was Moshe Rabbeinu, and hence the instruction to him as to how to proceed. We also are told, Biasisa es hamizbeach, that we're supposed to make a mizbeach for the mechbar ketores. We're supposed to make a mizbeach for ketores. Now, why isn't this mizbeach listed earlier with in context the shulchan and the menorah? So the Ramban explains that this is a reminder that there are times that the regular order of things is not going to be enough, and in this situation, it's the ketores that will have the power to stop magifos. And in that regard, the Ketores will bring kavod to Hashem, like the other opportunities. Stopping magifos is a kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Volbi Zatzal explained that the Ketores is a combining of Midas Adin with Midas Harachamim. Sometimes one doesn't earn the price or the connection to Hashem, but with a little bit of rachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows him to cross the finish line and actually develop the relationship. Ketores is the combination of din and rachamim, together with all the ingredients that make it up. Rav Volbi compares this to students who aren't fully prepared for the shir. It's a little bit of rachamim from the Rebbe that the doors to the storehouses of Torah can be opened. Sometimes we go a little bit further, just to drop more, for the sake of those who are around us. We're also going to read Parsha Zachor this week, and in the context of Parsha Zachor, we are told, Asher Karcha Baderech. And Rashi, of course, offers three different interpretations for the word Karcha, and one of those is the idea of Kar, that he cooled you off, that you were a hot nation, you were the new hot nation on the block, and Amalek, by attacking you, cooled you down and brought you back to reality. Rav Nissen Alpert Zecher Tzadik Livrach explains that the people lost their Islavos in Avodas Hashem, and even the most devout among them lost their Islavos, their warmth, their fire in the belly that makes them go ahead and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this was the challenge that came from Amalek. Rav Nissen adds that there are three types of Amalek as a result. There's the philosophical, which attacks our belief system, the desirous, which entices Am Yisrael to sin, and then there's the Amalek that doesn't
philosophically attack us, and it doesn't entice us on a physical level. It's the Amalek that just tries to stymie us. It tries to cool off the great work of the Jewish nation as a whole. We need to stand up to that Amalek in the same way that we stand up to the other Amaleks as well. And of course, this is one of the challenges that comes up in Lav Torah as well, which is read this week from Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tezvav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares in Pasuk Yer Aleph, Nichamti ki imlachti yeshol lemelech. I'm consoled that I turned around and made Shaul king. And why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu so quick to dispense with Shaul as a melech? When David HaMelech too sins, perhaps even more seriously than Shaul, God doesn't turn around in that situation and say, Nichamti. So Reb Chaim Eliezeri Zecher Tzadok Livracha explains that when Shaul was caught by Shmuel, Shaul chose to blame the people for his lack of leadership. And one can't be a leader if he's unable to take the responsibility for the role that a leader is supposed to have. And so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I appointed you and I made you a melech. If you're not able to lead the people, but instead choose to just follow them, then nichamti, I am consoled that I chose to have you there, and I need to get rid of you and start over again. Of course, as we know, we live in a generation and a time where Amalek continues to have its strength. And the antidote to Amalek is each of us taking our responsibilities to lead. Lead within our families, lead within ourselves, to make sure that we are able to overcome the nature of the Amalek around us, to bring us to not only a temporary victory, but the ultimate victory of Purim, which comes when we recognize Chuasim Hayisa Lanetzach, Lo Dia Shakokovecha Lo Yevoshu Lo Yikomu Lanetzach Kolachosim Bach, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the opportunity to continue to stay strong until we get to the Yom Shakulo Shabbos Umnucha Lechaye Olamim, a Shabbat Shalom to all.